Get over here!
Mario!
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I am here with Leaper and Stefan. Thank you.
Damn. You're
right on top of that. First thing I want to mention before we get to what we did, over the week, 2 weeks, I guess, because we weren't here. If you're listening for the first time on gpxgaming.net, welcome. We are a Power Up Podcast. We are a gaming podcast. We're all friends, co-hosts, and occasional lovers.
And friends.
I said that one.
Lovers and friends.
Lovers and friends. We talk about stuff. We try to make you think, but mostly we try and make you laugh, because that's how we roll. So, what'd you guys do while we were off?
There
was a lot of Mario Party.
There was a lot of
we
Mario
We played quite a bit of Mario Party. Stefan was like, the game, what, three nights ago?
Yeah.
Stefan was like getting handed the game, and Austin was freaking out.
Yeah, I don't think I did much of anything, but yeah, we played a lot of Mario Party and other games and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't do much about anything either, just stuff. Oh, I had my birthday, I guess that was one thing. But that was about it. It's going to be almost impossible doing a podcast the night before the 4th of July, because everyone's lighting up fireworks, there's people here, my dog's barking. I can't do much, all right? So if this podcast doesn't sound that great, I'm sorry. I can't do it. My hands are tied.
Giggity.
Let's just go with that. My hands are tied. I can't do shit.
Damn. All right.
So, how about we get into this?
All right. That's what she said.
Start off with some gaming news.
Hey, listen.
Brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. Here's gaming news.
You know our motto. We deliver.
All right. So, I had quite a bit of gaming news. There was actually about four stories that I thought I could lead off with. So, I'll lead off with the very first one. The Supreme Court has ruled video games are now officially an art form because they are protected by the First Amendment.
Yay.
So all the people that debate whether video games are art or not, it's pretty much set in stone for you right now that the Supreme Court has said, yes, it is.
Well, that's good because now that's out of the way. That should have been out of the way a long time ago.
Yeah, it should have been.
Should have.
But games are relatively new still.
Yeah.
So.
And I follow that up with another article here that Judge Scalia said that reading Dante's Inferno is unquestionably more cultured and intellectually edifying than playing Mortal Kombat. So even though he defended the fact that video games are art, he said that they're still not on par with other mediums. Now, the person in here brought up a lot of things in Mortal Kombat that he just doesn't understand. He just thinks...
Oh my God.
Just stuff like between NetherRealm, EarthRealm, the actual story behind it. Obviously, the judge thinks it's just ripping people's heads off, but regardless, what they mention now is that now that video games are considered an art form, and this doesn't happen very often. The last time something was raised to this kind of status was film.
Damn.
And that was a long time ago. So what they're saying in this article, which was written by Chris Holt, they say now that video games have kind of a duty to pull people in and become on par with the other art forms. What do you guys think?
Well, the thing is, if it's an art form and then he brings up Mortal Kombat, etc., it's like, just like movies or music or whatever, not every song you hear, not every movie you watch is supposed to be art. Sometimes it's just for fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes you play Mortal Kombat, you're just having fun. It's not like you're not trying to delve into this like elaborate story unless you play story mode, but it's like, I don't know. That's just kind of a stupid statement on that guy's part.
Yeah. You beat the challenge tower yet?
No, I'm on that fucking last one still.
Jeez. That challenge tower looks hard. Okay, next up. IGN has come out with their top 100 modern games.
Damn.
I believe they went back to about 2005. I'm not going to go through all of them because that would take forever.
Top 20?
No. I got the top 10. It's almost the top 20 because there's a lot to mention. But I bring up some games and where they are. First thing I want to bring up, though, Angry Birds is on the list at 93, which puts it ahead of Crysis, Resistance 2, League of Legends, and Demon's Souls. Demon's Souls is actually at 100.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Angry Birds...
It's very addicting.
It doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter.
Everyone plays Angry Birds.
It's simple, though. I mean, I just
the
feel
70-year-old man at my work that can't hardly walk but somehow sells cars plays Angry Birds on his phone. I'm just saying.
At 92 is Rainbow Six Vegas, 82 Splinter Cell Conviction, 78 Marvel vs. Capcom 3, 65 Mega Man 9, 57 Mirror's Edge, 56 Dead Rising, 54 Pokemon Black and White, 50 Battlefield Bad Company 2, 48 Castle Crashers, 47 Super Street Fighter 4, 41 Civilization 4,
yeah,
35 Borderlands, 27 Team Fortress 2, Limbo is at 26, Gears of War at 22, Call of Duty 4 is at 19, Oblivion at 18, Left 4 Dead 2 at 17, Halo Reach at 14, Half-Life 2 Episode 2 at 12, GTA 4 at 11, and the top 10, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Arkham Asylum, Assassin's Creed, Uncharted 2, Fallout 3, Portal 2, Mario Galaxy 2, Red Dead Redemption, Bioshock, and number 1, Mass Effect 2. A couple things that I noted was Tetris and Pac-Man were both on the list. Tetris DS and Pac-Man Championship Edition, which Pac-Man was actually number 13.
Got to sneak those in somehow.
But there was also some games that I noticed weren't on there, like L.A. Noire is not on there. Now, Infamous 2 is on there, and that came out June 7th. So at first I was thinking, like, is it just because it's recent? But Infamous 2 came out after that.
Yeah.
So there's L.A. Noire that a lot of people are calling the game of the year already, and it's not on the list, but Angry
it's
Birds is.
Because it breaks people's Xbox.
Mortal Kombat, not on the list, which is, I found that amazing. 100 games. Top 100.
Haters gonna hate.
Exactly.
And one I thought should have been on the list, X-Men Legends 2. It would have just barely made the cut.
What was the cutoff? Like 2000?
05.
Oh, 2005.
Ready to go. Ultimate Alliance is on there?
Ultimate Alliance not on there. Huh. No, none of those. I was thinking either. I think I can't really decide which one I like more, but I assumed I would say like X-Men Legends 2 would probably be the one they would decide on. And another thing I was surprised is that Call of Duty 4 was put on there over Black Ops. I would have thought Black Ops would have taken that.
Huh.
Since it's been the insane seller that it is.
Insane.
But, well, I guess that's IGN for you.
All
right, next up, Star Wars Galaxy players to sue Sony.
Damn.
Sony is closing Star Wars Galaxy Online on December 15th, and players are suing to keep it on.
Why are they closing it, yo?
They say dropping subscription rates and MMORPG competition. They can't handle the heat.
Damn.
Also, Microsoft. Again, there are rumors that they're going to unveil a new Xbox at E3 2012. This is now the second company that has come out to say that. This was with BGR.com.
What?
Thoughts?
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention. Thanks. BGR.com.
Thanks, I'm glad you could be here for
it. You're welcome.
I'd be excited if they revealed a console, but...
What? What? Like,
oh,
what?
Oh,
what?
Oh, no. Now you care.
I'll give up. I'll give up on it.
Okay, if there was a fourth company to enter the gaming market... Yeah, I'm just going along. Moving on with that one. If there was a fourth company to enter the gaming market, which company do you think it would be?
Sega.
Sega. I guess I should say console, which I think you understood.
Yeah. Or, I guess Atari could, but that Atari. Probably would never happen. I don't even think Atari really actually exists anymore. But
I believe Atari does exist. I know a lot of people say Apple.
That could be a possibility.
but apparently Google is thinking about entering the gaming market. Now, they seem to be talking more about like social games, so games for your browser. But nonetheless, they're thinking about entering the gaming market.
The Google awesome.
The Google awesome. All right, this could be the Duke Nukem game we've been looking for. Duke Nukem 3D Reloaded. It's going to be a remake and some added levels in Duke Nukem 3D with the new Unreal Engine with multiplayer enabled.
That'd be cool.
Sounds like it could be fun.
Yeah.
I saw a video of that. Like the test footage they put out.
Unreal Engine. The one I haven't Unreal. Beat yet. You haven't beat the new one yet?
No.
That was taking you so long. It's Duke freaking Nukem, man.
Play all my other games, too.
I play other games. All right, World of Warcraft will go free to play until level 20. They used to have a 14-day free trial. They're now going to have a free trial up to level 20.
Damn.
Apparently, they're trying to pull more people back in.
But if you played for 3 days straight, that it'd only take 3 days.
I mean, I guess if you knew what you were doing, but if you're a new player.
I don't know. I got to level 10 in 2 hours. So
that's pretty fucked up, dude.
And then I quit.
Because I played the trial and I got to level 4 in 2 hours.
Well, that's because I had Tyler Swanson tell me what to do.
No, yeah, you would. You would have Tyler Swanson looking over your shoulder. And he's like, no, don't do that. He's like, don't go in there.
Don't go there.
Don't go in there. Also, Age of Conan to go free to play. Just going to throw that one out there.
Barbarian?
It's Age of Conan.
Conan,
like Conan. The Barbarian Conan, or dude, are we talking about Conan, a different Conan?
This was supposed to be just a segue. Oh. I have no idea. I didn't read the fucking article.
Damn.
Just gonna mention it. And we're gonna move on to the last story, which is when a game you enjoy, a sequel you know you're gonna enjoy is gonna come out. You know there's a certain time frame that you have to stop checking the internet because you know there's gonna be spoilers. Well, if you want to get Gears of War 3, that time is now. Gears of War 3, entire story mode has been leaked onto torrent sites.
I heard about that.
Like you could get the whole entire story mode?
Yeah, the whole entire story
mode. Burn it and play it on an Xbox that's modded?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So the spoilers are going to be coming in for the Gears of War.
Yeah, I heard about that, how it's a pre-build of the game or whatever that got leaked.
How do people get these things?
I don't know. I just think it's so dumb, though, when it does happen.
You would think that... I mean, I guess probably some companies might do it on purpose, but you would think that it'd be a lot harder.
Early, that's pretty ridiculous.
That is extremely early. That's a pretty early ass leak.
Yeah, you would think it'd be a lot harder to get those things.
Yeah. So, that is what I had for gaming news this week. Lots of good stuff.
Great stuff. Loved it.
Kind of blew through it pretty fast, but.
She said.
You know. Sometimes it's just how it rolls. All right, you guys ready for trivia?
Trivia! Yeah.
Let's do it.
Time to win this.
Do a barrel roll!
We're 21 questions away from determining another winner. This is Video Game Trivia on Power Up Podcast. Eureka! All right, so our international listeners will have to bear with us, but since it's July 3rd, I've got American History Trivia.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you guys will enjoy this.
That's what she said.
All right, we're going to start with you, Leaper. By the way, guys, I have a new buzzer.
I don't like it.
It's sweet and to the point. Yeah. Something changed. I don't like it. Jesus Christ. They lighting fireworks outside our window?
Yep. I think that's your parents. Your mom had a thing of bottle rockets.
No, she didn't have bottle rockets.
Well, a thing that shoots off.
I was going to say, I bought all the fireworks, so... Unless you got fireworks somewhere. God damn.
We're dying. Shot.
Quick. We're going to have to shoot back.
The health back. There we go. That's all we needed to do.
Shoot back. Drop the nuke. Damn. All right. Leaper, we're going to start with you. What year was the Declaration of Independence ratified? 1773, 1774, 1775, 1776? Are you fucking stupid?
Yep.
What?
Repeat the question.
What year was the Declaration of Independence ratified? 1773, 1774. 76. Dude, that was the easiest question. Look at me, damn it. don't just ignore act like him. That.
You don't need this.
Like, I put some hard ones in here thinking like, oh, if you guys don't get them, that's fine, you know. I mean, there's some hard questions, but like this was supposed to be the one that you could get right away, damn.
Sorry.
Holy shit, Leaper. All right, Stefan. Who was the first president of the United States? George Washington, Ben Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, or John Adams?
Ben George Washington?
Don't you play that game with me? I'll sit over here like, no, no. All right, Leaper.
I'd like to change my answer, though.
I swear to God if you get this one wrong. The American Civil War split the Union between Alliance and Horde, East and West, North and South, American and British.
North and South.
All right, Stefan. What was the first state to secede from the Union? South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, or Mississippi?
Virginia.
South Carolina.
Murmur. All right, Leaper. You guys excuse me.
Let's not excuse him.
Just keep going.
Hey, don't look at the answers, you fuck.
You were looking at him.
No,
you
were looking at him.
You were looking at
him. I saw you
him.
Peek over
dude,
there.
Dude, I'm playing fucking no. Sonic on my fucking phone.
I'll fuck Sonic in your phone.
You will not. New Sonic game's coming out. It's called Sonic Generations.
I saw that.
I think it might actually be cool.
Well, Sonic's had a lot of chances to be cool.
All right, guys.
He's failed.
See, we're with Leaper?
Yeah.
How many slave states were in the Union at the beginning of the Civil War? 0, 3, 1, or 4?
3.
I don't feel comfortable with this question.
You don't feel comfortable?
Pass.
Pass?
Pass.
Leaper.
No, what were the options?
0, 3, 1, or 4.
And
what was the question? Is that where you're going with
that? No. 4.
Yep. Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware were all
that's
slave states.
That's the one.
But they were all in the Union.
Forgot Missouri.
Union.
All right, Stefan. What are the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution called? The Articles of Confederation, the Bill of Rights, the Magna Carta, or the Kama Sutra?
Ooh, I like that last one. I practice the last one every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know about the Bill of Rights.
All right, Leaper. What is the southernmost city in the continental U.S.? Honolulu, Hawaii, Key West, Florida, El Paso, Texas, or your mother?
Key West, Florida.
Depends on whose mother you're talking about.
No, it actually does say Leaper's mother. Ah. See, if Tyler would have been here, it would have been on him, so... All right, Stefan.
Leaper's mother would have been on him.
Yeah, there you go. But it would have been, you know, Leaper's mother. I had to do your mother this time. Stefan, how many states border the Pacific Ocean? 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Five.
That's correct.
Good thing I picked the right ocean, because I just kind of guessed.
It was only like, what, 7 oceans? 6?
Yeah, I know, I'm saying.
You know, that made a pick from.
Good thing I thought
7 seas.
7.
Dang.
Except they're not seas.
Good thing this isn't a geography. I know those Leaper would be all over that.
Well, Leaper, a little geography question for you. If you were to go to Lake Placid, what state would you be in? Michigan, Minnesota, New York, or Vermont?
Just watch out for alligators.
Yeah, watch out for giant
big
movies.
Ass alligators.
It's crazy.
And bad movies. All right, Stefan. How many states have legalized same-sex marriage? 3, 5, 2, or 6?
3.
Damn it. Leaper?
5.
It's 6.
Damn it.
Now, I really only did that question to follow up with this one. Leaper, how many states have legalized marriage between first cousins? 6, 10, 15, or 27?
15.
Stefan?
Repeat the answers.
6, 10, 15, or 27?
10.
It's 27.
I thought that was like the obvious one, so I didn't go with it.
27 states.
It's like, do you want 5, 10, 15, or 34? Like, it's obviously like a direct number.
All right. Stefan, which state has parts of it today that were not included in the Louisiana Purchase? Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, or Kansas?
Kansas.
Ding!
Leaper. One of the biggest earthquakes in United States history took place in the Midwest. The epicenter was based in Kansas City, Missouri, Topeka, Kansas, New Madrid, Missouri, or Des Moines, Iowa.
New Madrid, Missouri.
Ding!
Yeah, that one kind of stood out, didn't it? Because all the other ones were like normal, like big cities, and I'm like, and New Madrid.
But I knew that answer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You knew that answer, but you didn't know when the Declaration of Independence was ratified. All right, Stefan. What party formed directly in opposition to the Kansas-Nebraska Act? Republican Party, Democratic Party, Green Party, or the Free Soil Party?
Democratic Party? Or yeah.
Lever?
Free Soil Party.
Republican Party.
Damn it. Chose the wrong one.
All right, Leaper. In what year was the Republican Party founded? 1920, 1854, 1830, or 1779? See, if you knew when the Kansas-Nebraska Act happened, this would
be 1854.
Ding!
All right, Stefan. When was the Democratic Party founded? 1792, 1845, 1960, or 1822?
1822.
Leaper?
1790.
If you would have said 1792.
That's the one I meant.
All right, well, hopefully you can get this one then. Leaper, which third-party candidate became closest to winning the presidency? Ralph Nader, Teddy Roosevelt, Samuel Adams, or Frederick Douglass?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Ding!
Bull Moose.
Mm-hmm, Bull Moose Party. Stefan, what region were the Cherokee from? Southeast, Midwest, Subarctic, or Northeast?
Northeast.
Leaper?
Beat the answers one more time.
Southeast, Midwest, Subarctic, or Northeast?
Subarctic.
Really? Subarctic? No. It's wrong. Damn.
C.
All right, Leaper, this one's yours. Let's hope you can get this one right. What region were the Sioux from? The mountains, the plains, the west coast, or the south?
Plains.
Ding!
Ruh-roh.
All right, Stefan. Which holiday was started on April 22nd, 1970, co-founded by U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson? Arbor Day, Earth Day, Flag Day, or George Washington's birthday?
Arbor Day.
Flag Day.
It's actually Earth Day.
That was my second guess.
Arbor, Earth, whatever.
All right, Leaper. In what U.S. state was the first atomic bomb detonated? Hawaii, Nevada, Arizona, or New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Ding!
Los Alamos.
Well, I gotta say, Leaper, for getting the easiest question wrong, you actually end up winning this thing. 9-6.
Uh-oh. You're the son of a gun.
just remember that you got the first question wrong.
I thought it was a trick question.
It's not a trick question.
Well, now I know that clearly.
All right, so that'll do it for trivia. Leaper wins.
Again.
Did you win the last trivia? Who won the last trivia?
I don't remember the last one.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't think I did, actually.
I have no idea who won the last trivia.
If I did, I barely did.
I think it was two trivias ago that I won.
Yeah.
So there was another trivia in between there.
I don't remember.
I completely forgot.
We can just say I won because I usually win, but.
Yes, sir.
All right, so that'll do it for trivia. You guys ready for news?
News, news.
Give your mom a bull moose party.
Damn.
What are you buying?
What kind of stories will we bring you this week? Time to find out.
A miserable little pile of secrets.
This is the Power Up News Desk.
But enough talk. How about you?
All right. First off, if you're shopping at Walmart, you may now get you may now get retailer discounting gasoline. If you live in Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, or Virginia.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California.
So not Nebraska.
Not Nebraska. But you can get 10 cents a gallon rollback on gas prices if you have a Walmart credit card.
Poopy.
Oh, can I have a Walmart credit card?
That's the catch. That's where they get you.
It is. I don't want a Walmart credit card.
All right, this story's a little disturbing, but authorities say body found in public pool went undetected for days.
What?
While people were swimming in the pool.
Grody.
Wow.
Apparently, let's see here, Mary Joseph was discovered by some teenagers Tuesday evening in the Vietnam veteran swimming pool in Fall River, Massachusetts. She had gone to the pool with some friends and their 9-year-old neighbor. They apparently collided head-to-head in the water. She sank and never came up. The kid apparently thought she teleported or something. I don't know. But where, like, what do you think after that? Like, oh, maybe she went home. Like, you just saw her sink.
That's freaking weird.
Maybe that kid wanted her to die. Maybe he didn't like her.
So, and they said she was at the deep end of a cloudy pool.
Why was the pool cloudy?
Too much chlorine, maybe? That can happen.
Grody.
Or not enough chlorine. That can
That's
happen,
disgusting.
Too. It'll be cloudy and green if there's not enough chlorine. It'll be cloudy and blue if there's too much chlorine.
I hate swimming in, like, waters that you can't see through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't
yeah, because there could be a body down there.
There could be anything down there.
Could be
like,
anything.
Like
could
a fucking a river monster. 50-foot squid could be, like, right under you, and you're like, hey, I'm just swimming, having fun, no big deal.
All right, next up. Cops find grow-op protected by electric knob.
Knob.
Police officers in Barrie, Ontario, Canada, went to bust a marijuana growing operation. When they went to touch the handle of the door, it shocked them Home Alone style.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for the 42-year-old man, he was charged with drug production, drug possession for purpose of trafficking, and traps likely to cause bodily harm.
I didn't know you could be charged with that.
Apparently, well, at least in Canada, you can.
Traps that can cause bodily harm.
Yeah, so if like you put a bear trap outside your neighbor's door.
So Macaulay Culkin could be like convicted or something. Yeah.
He could be in jail still. That's the extended release of Home Alone. He gets busted afterwards.
Well, if he was in jail still after all this time, at least he'd still have, you know, a potential career ahead of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, when people get out of jail, everyone, it's like, hey, come do an interview with us. Now it's just like, hey, remember when you said you got touched by MJ? Michael Jackson, not Jordan.
Or both. We don't know.
And final news story. Upstate New York motorcyclist dies while protesting something. What was he protesting? You guys know? You think about what he was protesting? And how he died.
Having to wear a helmet.
Yes.
Yes.
Good call. He was protesting helmet laws when his motorcycle fishtailed and he hit his head on the concrete.
Should have
Authorities
wore a
say he would have no doubt survived the ordeal had he been wearing a helmet.
That's going to be on 1,000 Ways to Die.
Now, I mean, what if you're the people that are still protesting this? Like, what do you do? That's just like the ace in the hole. It's yeah. like, that's the argument now for everything. It's just like, dude, you protested and then someone died. One of your protesters. It's like, how do you do that? You're just like, no.
That didn't happen.
So, yeah, I don't
Silly
know.
Silly wabbit.
Don't know how you do that. See how we're looking on time. Holy shit, we haven't even reached half an hour.
Damn.
God damn, we blew through that. Giggity.
All right.
That is like half the normal length of Leaper's penis. Of an original podcast.
You got an hour long penis.
Because these are usually an hour long, but I just can't today. There's too many fireworks.
Well, let's go swim.
Yeah, first we got to end the podcast, Leaper.
Damn.
First thing I want to mention, tomorrow I am going to be streaming Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Yeah, I got it on a PC.
Damn.
I didn't know they had a PC version, but apparently they do. And I've been trying to get some character mods for it so I can get people like Gambit. But I can't. I am supposed to get some activation email from this forum, and I'm not getting it. Damn it.
Fuckers.
Yeah, so I'll probably play with the regular superheroes. Ugh.
But Gambit's awesome.
Yeah, sure.
He's whatever. The best X-Men.
So I'll be streaming tomorrow. I'm not sure what time, but the easiest way to keep track of it is follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/powerpodcast and Twitter, twitter.com/powerpodcast. Also, if you want to email us, you can email us at powerpodcast@gmail.com. If we get enough emails next week live on air, we'll have Leaper brush his teeth and then drink orange juice.
That's the worst idea ever. That's almost as bad as making me drink my own urine.
All right. We'll do that. If we can double the amount of emails, I don't really know what I'm looking for, but
I don't know if I can just stand by and watch that.
If we get double, then Leaper will brush his teeth.
Let me ask you this. Will you provide the set of orange juice?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Leaper will brush his teeth and drink orange juice live on air.
Can I use your toothbrush?
No, you can't use my toothbrush. That's where I draw the line. I mean, you can't use it again. So, that'll conclude it for this very quick and short podcast. Came at
the
you very
sex
fast.
Sex you had last night.
Zing! So, for Leaper and Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.